Listen, this week, the series on the physics or theology of God, the Holy Spirit. Before we get there, as we look over all of this, last week was really kind of, a very strange week that we had indeed. We changed the message on Thursday night because of the movie, The Last Exorcism. We've heard a lot of individuals writing to us and talking about it all during the week. Now, we want to say that not only did we see the movie, but last Thursday we put up. If you go to the archives, you can get the message that we put out there in response to that movie, The Last Exorcism. We also were doing a series last week on Sylvia Brown and her book that was supposed to be about Jesus Christ and the mystical Jesus, the psychic Jesus. And let me just give one final bottom line word. It is one of the most severe attacks on the real Christ, on salvation, on the second coming, on the nature of God the Holy Spirit, prophecy, biblical truth. It is a book that she continually says how she seeks unity and love and harmony, and that she's against hypocrisy, and she labels and attacks the church and religion is, with its bigotry and everything else. But the truth is, in the entire book, I've never seen such an absolute and very seductive attack and blasphemy on the living Christ. So it's, once again, the presentation of from a psychic who's never met Christ, doesn't know Christ. It's a presentation that presents what the Spirit of God warned about, what Jesus Christ warned about 2,000 years ago. We put up the prayers for Sylvia Brown, for those who've listened, and the archives are there if you want to go back and take a look. But one of the great neglects in the book was this: the absolute absence of any work, any experience, any discussion on God the Holy Spirit. It made me wonder whether she had so rejected, so neglected, so blasphemed the Spirit of God that there was nothing, that her heart, her life, her spirit has become so hardened. Unbelievable, unbelievable presentation. Clearly, by the dark side, masqueraded, though, in the old Gnostic occultism of the early days. So if you're listening to us on a Monday night here, all of last week we had done that series. We are definitely into a brand new series this week. That series being the physics or the theology of God the Holy Spirit. Listen, this is what I put on the website, shatterthedarkness.net. The neglected, at times rejected, lied to and grieved Holy Spirit. In contrast to these last days of massive supernaturalism, the Holy Spirit's presence, power, and work. New Agers and psychics and remote viewers and shamans and 2012ers just don't know him. Yet as you read, he is at work and seeks you. Our God and great Holy Spirit, he's a guide. The Spirit of God guides the teacher, the witness, the sanctifier, the giver of comfort and power, and soon glorifier of all those who have the gift of indestructible immortality. Either you have and know him, or you don't. And if you don't, what do you have? The finite nature and work, or the infinite nature and work of the Holy Spirit, in contrast to the finite supernaturalism of today. Monday night, here's the title: Welcome, Eternal, Uncreated Holy Spirit. Tuesday night title: The Holy Spirit and the Savior of the World. Tuesday at 7, The Global Witness of the Spirit of God. Wednesday at 6, The Physics of the Holy Spirit at Salvation. Thursday, The Holy Spirit Says Supernatural Words. Friday, The Holy Spirit in the Believer, Temple of God. Now, there's more. I've given definitions to each one of those titles on the site, shatterthedarkness.net. If you're new to this voice tonight, this is Russ Dizdar. This is the voice of Shatter the Darkness live, the radio broadcasts, on every night, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. It's 1 hour, I believe a supernatural hour, a prayed over hour, and it's sometimes there is a spiritual battle in the mix. And maybe we saw that last week with what occurred to Friday night's live show. But I do trust in the providence of God that though we were not on live, the recorded presentation was put up. The local station had a difficulty. Something happened there. It was some kind of lightning strike. So they put up one of the older broadcasts, and I even got emails back on the older broadcast. And let me say right away, to my right is a listing, page after page after page. Actually, it hangs from my ceiling, of over 83, 84 countries of the world. Now, in all the work that we do, Shatter Live and the broadcasts on the weekend and the teaching courses and all the MP3s we put up, they are downloaded on a monthly basis by about 150,000, 160,000 that we know of. And it's in about 80-some countries. And so I got to say tonight, for all those who are listening live, satellite and internet radio and local, blessings to you. And again, providential hour, I trust that it's going to be engaging. Also, let me say to all those that download later, to the Russians, to the Chinese, to the Finns and the French and the Germans and the Italians, to those in Johannesburg and Kenya, to those in Brazil and Mexico, all across America, Canada, on the Hawaiian Islands, Manila, listen, I don't even have the ability and the time to name all the places. But I have to let you know that this is all about the Spirit of God's work, you know, guiding and opening the door and leading me. I am here simply as a messenger and compelled by the love of Christ, the living Christ. And so there's no shame and there is no reserve in my heart or voice in telling you that Jesus Christ is Lord. The Spirit of God witnesses to the living Christ. And the Spirit of God may engage you in this hour. In the backdrop of this hour, we know that there are military and governmental and those who monitor the show. We know that there are undergrounders, Luciferians, and others that monitor and listen and send emails from time to time. And we know that there are a lot of believers. I just simply say welcome to everyone, to those, listen, that are listening and you don't know experientially the living God, the living Christ, the Spirit of God in your life. Well, listen, I have prayed and I asked God to bring you here. So just open your heart and your mind to, well, the love of God, the truth of God, and all I would say is to the living Christ. After all, listen, no one in all of history, past or present, or predicted in the future, has given their life for you on a cross, was buried, and rose from the dead, blasting apart the finality of death. No one else loves you more. No one else knows you more. We are talking about infinite presence, omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence. We are talking about God in his attributes, immeasurable, but also the most relatable, relational. God is, well, we see how deep and broad and wide God in his relational aspect is. We lost our walk with God. Genesis 3 talks about it. We have no idea of how damaged the human race, body, soul, and spirit, creation, that is the existing creation around us, has all been infected. It is in decay. It is in bondage. And it's sentient. Romans 8, there is a knowing, a crying out, a groaning. That's an emotional term. Creation groans. There is a travailing. And creation is waiting for that day of glorification and the coming of a new earth and a new heaven. And thank God that it's not what Eckhart Tolle talks about, or Oprah Winfrey promises something about a renewed humanity, making heaven available on earth. Well, listen, there truly is, when it comes down to it, two roads, two invitations. And there is definitely a battle over the souls of men. It's in the politics. It's in the military structure. It's in the economics. It's definitely in the environment. And it is in the air. Can you feel it in the air tonight? So many do. The reason I bring that up is yesterday a person is talking to me and they said these words, "Russ, you can absolutely feel it in the air." I agreed with them. I absolutely agreed with them. There is an ominous and dark, and you know me, Shadow the Darkness Live. This is Russ Dizdar. This is what we deal with in our particular kind of calling. But I really prayed through the series for this week, and I want you to hear this week about the physics of God, the Holy Spirit, about the supernaturalism, the presence, the power, the guidance, the teaching. I want you to hear about what millions and millions of New Agers have never experienced. There's not a shaman, not a remote viewer, not a psychic, definitely not a Wiccan, pagan, Santeria, you know, on and on and on down the road. And listen, atheists, and I look at Richard Dawkins, he reminds me of a dried out, on a human scale, dried to the core sponge. Just hard, dry, abrasive. And I find atheists like that a lot of times, as they scream and scream, there is no God, all the while trying to hold down, like a beach ball underwater, in their conscience, the existence of the moral law of God, the existence of the created witness, creation. Listen, creation is screaming, God, 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 all over the place. The issue is our blindedness. The issue is what sin has done to us. The issue is what this dark presence, ramped up, unprecedented, and coming with all of hell's fury, with layers and layers of more deceit, seduction, blindedness, and all of this deception. I will not be ashamed to tell you that God demonstrates in prophetic revelation what all of the sin and satanic presence does is bring about, ultimately, billions of lives being lost in a short amount of time. So if you feel that catastrophic event is coming, if you think that there is something ominous in the air, you are correct, my friend. It is darker and more horrific than any of us probably even understand. To the abused and the victims, I pray the extraordinary miracle and grace of Christ be stretched out to you even now. So let's clear the air in the name of Jesus Christ. May the truth of the Word of God, the presence of the Spirit of God, may we be able to bring out this week the witness of, the experience of, the biblical witness of God the Holy Spirit. He is right there with you, whether you're in Russia a month later downloading, in the Vatican downloading, wherever you are and at any time. One thing I know, omnipresence, we know this. We've experienced this. So as I've listened to the stories of psychics, remote viewers, shamans, as I've listened to the stories of those who are taking the drugs to gain the experience of the dark side, let me tell you something. There's no question that the experiences are real. I know what some of those experiences are like back in the day. Back in the day when the Spirit of God did not dwell inside of me. But I tell you who did, and on me at least, and around me at least, I had opened up, like some of you, to all of that masqueraded supernaturalism. Question is, what is it? Question is, do you know the difference? Question is, do you have the capacity? And I want to just ask you tonight, to kind of set off this week because of the consuming love of God, because of the summoning of the Spirit of God, I ask you to ask, you know, answer this for yourself. Does the Holy Spirit of God dwell in you, pulsating the living presence of Christ, the gift of eternal life, the power to live a new life, and a way of knowing in joy and in power and in experience God? That you know that you know that you know God, that you know that you know that you're saved, that you know that you know what's going to happen the moment, the very moment you leave this plane and you go from here. Well, I want you to know something tonight. That is a big issue. God cares about your pain. God cares about your hurt. Let me read something to you tonight. Then I'm going to give you a quick news brief, and then we will get into the body of this message tonight, which I think is, again, dealing with the physics, the theology of God the Holy Spirit. And tonight we simply say, welcome, eternal, uncreated Holy Spirit of God, His presence, deity, personhood, works in creation, and the Old Testament. Let me read you something out of Psalm 139. Listen to what it says. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Question mark. Where can I flee from your presence? Question mark. If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely darkness will hide me and the light become night around me. Listen, Satanists. Verse 12, Psalm 139. Even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. It's all about God seeing it all. Nothing in all creation, billions of planets, galaxies, billions of thoughts in the lives and the hearts, the pains, the hurts, the disappointments, the loneliness, the lostness. God, who cares? Look at the cross and you'll find out that He cares. Arms stretched out wide, blood shattering, spattering the dust of Jerusalem outside of it. Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. The sin bearer knew what it felt like. This Lamb of God, unequaled, unprecedented, there is no one like Him. That's who's in this psalm, about 1,000 years prior to the coming of Christ. That's 3,000 years ago. And you're reading an acknowledgement from 3,000 years ago in Psalm 139 of the omnipresence, the omnipotence, the omniscience of God, the Holy Spirit of God. You're reading the inseparable, eternal, infinite oneness between the Lord Himself and the Spirit of the Lord. I don't know if you've read this, and you can go and check it out for yourself, but we're talking about, well, the eternal, the uncreated Spirit of the living God. Got to read you a couple of notes here, just a couple of quick announcements. The conference, Supernatural Science and Prophecy Conference, October 1st and 2nd. Take a look at the website, shatterthedarkness.net. Only a couple of weeks, or less than a couple of weeks away. We want to mention also that I've had a number of people send me this article today from World Net Daily. In the military, here's the title, U.S. Soldiers to be Subjected to Mind Control. Then it says, the subtitle, look what Pentagon is putting in the heads of American warriors. You've heard me say the weaponization of demonic powers, of spirit-communicated technologies. It's not just about the present. It's about Armageddon. And I will tell you that if you want to be a good researcher, if you really want to know, here's the heads up. Armageddon is about the last day of fallen human history. It is a day that that reveals the largest supernatural, probably the most technologically advanced military system in all the world, with its planetary defense weapons systems. The soldiers will definitely be on the field, maybe by the millions, super soldiers. On, World Net and Daily today, I think it is, was sent to me anyway. Here's what it says. The U.S. military has long been able to launch a missile, explode a bridge, or fire a weapon with the push of a button. I'm quoting again. Under the testing now is a system intended to control a soldier's psychiatric status, make him alert, reduce his stress, and intervene when he suffers from pain, among other applications, with the press of a button. It's kind of like the drones that can actually be flown by someone thousands of miles away. It's turning soldiers into these kind of drones, them not so much for their benefit, but for their operating usefulness. I quote again from this article, the plan is being developed by an assistant professor, Arizona State University School of Life Sciences, where William Tyler explains the available neurotechnology shows that brain stimulation is capable of treating neurological diseases and brain injuries, as well as serving platforms around which brain-computer interfaces can be built for various purposes. Now, it shows a prototype on the website, World Net Daily. Just go there and look under the U.S. soldiers to be subjected to mind control. And click on, and you're going to see this initial prototyping of ultrasonic brain-machine interfaces. Some pretty strange stuff. Now, it's all about wearing a particular helmet connected to a computer. It's all about the ideas, not just of voice to skull, but influence to skull and actual, deep level operative, if you want to call it presence, it affects. I'm quoting in a report at the Armed with Science military website, Tyler explains that warfighters can be given strategic advantages through helmets fitted with ultrasound transducers and microcontroller devices for a range of applications, including pain intervention. I guess morphine's the old way. Now a helmet where they can simply put it, communicate. It's called cognitive enhancement. It involves reducing stress and anxiety, behavioral reinforcement, wakefulness and alertness, navigational commands, and neuropsychiatric intervention. Now, it goes on to talk about all of what it can do. But what I'm concerned about is what they don't say in this article and what it really can do. Let me give a little bit further down in the article. Quote, added John Patterson, quote, this is the missing link between artificial intelligence, brain-computer uploading, even cyborg research, and special ability of telepathy, ESP, psychic, Pentecostal Christians who access other thoughts via the spiritual realm. Now, listen, let me take a moment because this involves the physics of God the Holy Spirit. This involves the theology of God the Holy Spirit. Once again, those engaged in the high-level science of this kind of technology and a helmet and a computer and the influence of the human brain, the influence of the psychology, psychological thinking, psychological feelings, of a soldier. John Patterson reduces the concept of AI, artificial intelligence, the idea of brain-computer uploading and cyborg research, and special abilities of telepathy, ESP, and psychic. He adds them all together. Telepathy, ESP, extrasensory perception, psychic abilities. Pentecostal Christians have been drawn into the fray. He's saying that all of those who can experience outside, voice to skull, voice to heart, voice to mind, voice to your emotion. See, I'm sitting here telling you that the Spirit of God is the comforter. He guides, He leads. He's the ultimate spirit guide, because He's God the Holy Spirit. He's the ultimate spiritual teacher, God the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is operative in the world. I'm going to share this, I believe, Wednesday night. The global passion and the global witness, the incredible, powerful, operative presence of the Spirit of God worldwide. Every real believer in Christ knows what I'm talking about. The Spirit of God, the presence of God, the joy. The Spirit of God inseparably one with the living Christ and brings the living Christ within us when we receive Him as Lord and Savior. And we're not talking about technology, though this is God's technology. I mean, God's way of doing things. If we mean by technology or by physics, the way in which God does things. So God communicates to us. You can't even come to Christ without the Spirit of God being operative in influencing you, bringing supernaturally charged the Word of God, words, the Word of God. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, right? So the words of God are literally the living words of God, and they're able to penetrate. I would wonder whether these scientists studying the book of Hebrews chapter 4, looking at in a research way at the operating power of one verse of Scripture. It's able to divide between spirit and soul, penetrate everything. It's the idea of being able to go past everything in order to communicate a message. The ultimate message, God loves you. God has given His Son on the cross. God has a way to come back into direct, personal, and eternal, knowable relationship. But God is not, you are not able to take God and put Him into a computer or to CERN, the Atlas detector. You're not able to reduce the immaterial infinite God beyond time, beyond creation, but yet in both, operative in both. I mean, as I speak, I feel His presence. As I speak, I feel the urgency, unction. As I speak, the Spirit of God communicates. That happens in preaching, in doing conferences, in counseling, in deliverance, in worship, in prayer time. You see, I wonder if John Patterson and those at the Arizona Research Facility, whether those at DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, they can clearly put telepathy, ESP, psychic phenomena under a sanitized technical research, SRI, remote viewers, you know what I'm talking about. They could even observe, quote, Pentecostal Christians. Real believers are born of the Spirit of God. You know what it means? If you're born of the Spirit of God, it means God communicated to you. It means that you actually responded to and listened to the message God saying, you know, summoning you back to repentance. Metanoia is the Greek word. Change. To turn around. It's no different than a fireman screaming to somebody that's running down a hallway the wrong way. They're running deeper to where the smoke is, deeper to where the fire is, deeper to where danger and death is. And the fireman yells out authoritatively, wrong way. Turn around. Metanoia. Repent. Come back this way. That's what God is saying. when we're confronted by the Spirit of God through the message. It doesn't make any difference if you're listening to me right now. It's kind of strange that in the downloads, some of you in Mexico, as I've gotten emails, New Mexico, as I've gotten emails, New Zealand and Finland, and again, another 100 cities in over 80 countries. That means individuals. That means that I become intently aware of you, but also intimately aware of the Holy Spirit right now and how He will operate and use this message and actually, by providence, get it out to others. Some that have been listening have written me and said, you know, I felt God lead me to make CDs or to send the MP3 to these people, to these people, to those people. They know how to use it evangelistically. But as I engaged the article that was sent to me today from a friend out west, Tim, thank you. And again, I get these articles, and I got it from another friend also today that sent it in. And I could not help but in, you know, actually, I was really delayed in getting up the series this week because it wasn't listed, you know, weeks ago in the upcoming broadcasts. This series, as it came out today and as it was brought out and put up on the screen, shatterthedarkness.net, well, clearly, there is, in seeking the Lord, just like Psalm 139, as the writer who knows by experience and is in relationship and is personally talking to, of course, the whole thing is recorded in Psalm 139 now, in living words, the most supernaturally charged words on paper that there can be found. Oh, there's many other things that are spirit-inspired, finite, fallen spirits, no doubt about that, but I'm talking about the content inspired by the very Spirit of God that I'm talking about. And the Spirit of God that I'm talking about, listen, if you want to talk about the physics of God, if you want to talk about the operating presence, if you want to talk about the science of the Spirit of God, you're talking about when we deal with the attributes, biblically speaking, the attributes of God the Holy Spirit, infinite, uncreated, eternal, omniscient, omnipresent. So we read in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the Spirit searches the deep things of God. In other words, the idea that God, the Holy Spirit, knows the depth of God in an infinite way. You could only know God on an infinite level if you are infinite. Now, I will just go over quickly. It is without question. It is without question God the Holy Spirit. I mean, you can go through the entire Old Testament, New Testament. I've done this a number of times. I've taught on this. Every single verse of Scripture where the Holy Spirit is mentioned, from Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, all the way to the end of the book of Revelation when the Spirit and the bride say, come. You have this massive revelation of God the Holy Spirit who's unveiling God, the prophecies, the Word. I mean, listen, in the Old Testament sense alone, we have the Spirit of God moving on individuals like Amos, a farmer, Isaiah, all these individuals that became prophets, prophetesses, Huldah. We can talk about the kings. We can talk about visions and dreams and the power of God. We can talk about when the sea, you know, divided and Moses and the Israelites went through. We can talk about the way God engaged the Nephilim-oriented, highly demonized, transmuted Pharaoh and that entire system. There was an engagement. And all the miracles, all of the powers, all the things that you see that are done on an operating, functional basis are done by the Spirit of God. The physics of God, the Spirit of God, is operative in the direct engagement in all of it. As a matter of fact, if you go to Genesis, as I mentioned, chapter 1, verse 2, in reference to the Spirit of God, Ruach, the idea of the breath, the Spirit of God, Spirit, Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of God. Well, you know what happens here? It's a really kind of interesting word. It's Ralkref. Ralkref means that there was a brooding, a moving, almost like the idea of a fluttering back and forth. It's almost as if there was, like if I took my hand on the top of your head and rubbed my hand back and forth, and you would feel my hand on top of your head, and your hair would get a little messed up, and I would rub back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. That's the idea. The Spirit of God moved upon the surface of the deep, upon the face of the waters, rather. The Spirit of God moved. So I'm going to say again that whether you are reading the issue of Popular Science, Clay Dillo, who wrote also concerning the idea of surgically implanted electrodes, quote unquote, the transcranial magnetic stimulation has limited reach in reference to these, well, mind-brain controlling, influencing devices. This is what science is coming up with. And science, as I believe biblically predicted, is being influenced from the other side, whether it knows it or not. I believe the Nazi science, the Nazi bell, the science, the psychology, the political ideology, the it was all influenced, voice to skull, voice to presence. In a way, listen, do you know the ability they have to bring inception, to plant ideas and thoughts in an involuntary manner with the goal to make you feel that it is completely your idea and go with it? I believe psychics turned remote viewer, father of remote viewing, Ingo Swann experienced this. I believe, as I listened to Colonel Shannon, who developed in the 70s, or prior to that, the 1st Earth Battalion, kind of a new age, spiritually engaged, human-enhanced super soldier concept. I listened to him as he talked to George Norrie on the Coast to Coast show not too long ago, in mentioning how the ideas, like Courtney Brown, the remote viewer, the professor, clearly popped into their minds. I've got to ask the question. If it popped into your mind, where did it pop from? Where did it come from? Believers in Christ, the Spirit of God inside of you, as you grow in Christ experientially, you'll begin to understand Ephesians chapter 6 when it says that the entire battle spiritually is not against flesh and blood, but against these rulers and principalities, Greek word kosmokrators, massive forces in the heavenly realms that can send, pop from their side over into our side, communications. The scripture, in the figurative language, refers to it this way: the flaming arrows of the evil one. The flaming arrows of the evil one. All that means is this: supernaturally, a spirit entity, extra-dimensional entity, has sent a communication. Now, in spiritual warfare for believers, they love to send the doubts and the things that would kind of invade and try to get you, dislodge you from the Word of God and from your walk. You pray and ask the Spirit of God right now, even. Spirit of God, in Jesus' name, what things has the enemy sent to me, or have I accepted, that came from the enemy, voice to skull, from their side to my side, that I have actually, you know, missed? I didn't discern that it came from the enemy, and I've kind of believed it, or I'm affected by it. that I need to reject, that I need to cast down that imagination, cast down that lie, exchange the lie for the truth, and find tremendous liberation. Now, in the technology, the physics of this technology, of, again, this concept at Arizona State University School of Life Sciences, where they're explaining in a report armed with Science Military website that, well, Tyler says it, quote, warfighters can be given strategic advantages. And I'm going to say again, that's what the dark side is all about, offering what seems to be non-human enhancements, the weaponization of strategic advancements, be it ultrasound, transducers, and microcontroller devices. It all involves, as they say, what they're reporting, neurological psychiatric intervention. And I read this article in, again, WorldNet Daily, good site and good stuff to read, and I'm thankful for Tim and others sending this article to me today. But I couldn't help think in terms of the concept of the physics of God. The concepts of how God the Holy Spirit is operative in the world. Let me mention, as if you take time, simply study through the book of Exodus. You'll find God the Holy Spirit in a few cases in the Old Testament where some believers were filled with the Spirit, where the Spirit of God comes upon them and gives them craftsmanship, the ability to do and to actually help build the temple. The Spirit of God gives abilities. The Spirit of God in the Old Testament intervened with visions, with dreams, with direct engagement. The Spirit of God demonstrates power, even in the spiritual warfare sense. The Spirit of God comes upon Samson with such enablement that he's able to, in a battle with demonized tribes around him, take on dozens and dozens of warriors, and he beats them all. Talk about a super soldier. As the dark side continues to plant the idea, as the dark side continues to evolve the concept, as the dark side seeks to develop it all the way to Armageddon, the warning to military, DARPA, Arizona, the warning simply to remote viewers, the dark side has an operating evolutionary function of seeking to give inception, to plant ideas, to plant the thoughts, to plant the concept, and then develop it. It's as though somebody's in the military lab research center breathing the ideas directly into the hearts and the heads of scientists, researchers. It doesn't make any difference how many PhDs you have. Outside of having the Spirit of God inside of you, you really have, in a fallen sense, the precursors to be deceived. The precursors. And I give you something to study, something to research. Ephesians chapter 2. There is an entity behind the ideas, the thoughts, the feelings, the influence. There is an entity behind the energy of all of this. The prince, Greek word, ruler, of the power, Greek word, the realm of, the authoritative realm of, the prince of the power of the eros, the immediate dense atmosphere around us. He's called the spirit who is now at work, Greek word, supernaturally operative, in influence, in inception. I think every believer listening to me needs to, if you want to walk victoriously in the Lord, the presence and power of the Spirit of God in your life, that you and I as believers should simply stop, close our eyes, thank God for the gift of God the Holy Spirit, simply acknowledge your body as a temple, naos, of the Spirit of God, read about it, 1 Corinthians chapters 3 and 6, that we should understand that by the blood of Christ we've been washed. Your physical body is a sacred place for the very presence of God the Holy Spirit dwelling within, in your spirit, in your soul, permeating the construct of conscience and perception and thought. And we were created for Ruach, Spirit of God. We were made for this in our sin and satanic separation. Of course, we lost that presence and death came in. The separation, the dysfunction, as the result of sin. And every one of us, those listening and me speaking, we need to be honest about the sin issue and the dysfunction. We're messed up, man. We are absolutely, we know we have done wrong. And you know about disease and you know about dying and you know about all this. What can you do? What can a psychic do? What can a New Ager do? What can the 2012ers really do for anybody when it comes to death and dying? Does anybody have a definitive answer? Well, I believe God does. And the Spirit of God, when you receive the living Christ because of the work he did on the cross, do you understand it? Do you understand the physics of the cross, of the Christ? I pray that all of this week you will listen as we talk about the physics and the theology of the Spirit of God, who goes beyond the researchers there in Arizona, beyond the researchers at Project Sophia at Phoenix University, beyond SRI, beyond the remote viewers, beyond those engaged with the concepts of global mind. I will tell you again, last week in dealing with a world known, probably the world's best known psychic, Sylvia Brown, in a book that she tried to do in revealing the true Christ, which she gave you an utter sham, an utter lie. The book's clear experientially. She doesn't know Christ, never been born of the Spirit of God. An absence of the Spirit of God's operating presence. You're going to hear me talk about his presence, not just the omniscience, the omnipotence, the relational. I like to call it omni-relational. He is the ultimate in relationship. Thank God for the Spirit of God, because if not for his work, none of us could even come to Christ. If you understand God in his infinite way, the plurality, oneness of God, beyond our thinking, beyond our ability to define, I'm grateful for that. I know that all scientists put together in all of human history cannot, do not, have not the capacity to think on an infinite scale, to know on an infinite scale. But a loving, caring, good, awesome God is and does. You can know him. I know him. Soldiers, by the providence of God, I have no doubt, this has been sent to you, or you've been drawn to it. I pray that you will come to know what it means to be a soldier of Christ Jesus. It's written about in the New Testament. That you'll know what it is to know Jesus in relational, joyful, salvation, healing, where God breaks what it is that broke us, what God destroys what it is that destroyed us. There is a thief that has come to kill and steal and destroy. Jesus said in his words, I, capital I, God, have come that you might have Zoe, life, The life that comes down, handed to us by the blood-stained hands of a Savior who died in your place on a cross. Quetzalcoatl did not do this. Muhammad never gave his life, but beheaded, slaughtered, and killed many. He did not do this. By the providence of God, for the Arab, for the Muslim that listens, there's God who loves you, that knows you, and can bring you into relationship. Do you know God in relationship? It is the blood of Jesus at the cross and what he did there that breaks the barrier, that brings the living, personal, awesome, eternal presence of God into you. Well, in this that we're talking about today, and I appreciate some of the things that have come in. There's one email that's come in right now, too, by Mike. And Mike, I'll probably answer that tomorrow because of the timeless issues today. But let me give you a key. When I say God, infinite, please understand the scripture shows that the Spirit of God is infinite. There is no beginning. He is uncreated. He is eternal. Deity, God. He, in infinite status, knows all and is everywhere. You can't go somewhere where he's not. And I think if you study Psalm 139, you're going to see that issue again. For me, that's a comfort. For me, that's an incredible, wherever I've been, whatever I'm going through, I can only see so far out. I can only perceive so far. Even with all the spiritual growth and ability that has been built in over 35 years, I can only go so far. But God who is in me and with me, the Spirit of God who's upon me and dwells within, can bring to me. I experience him as teacher, as guide, as God, as the revealer and glorifier of Jesus Christ. I understand his ability to convict and convince. When God comes to bring communication to us, it's not a secretive, hidden inception that he wants to deceivingly cause us to think that it's our own idea. It is God communicating. God to a human soul. God to a human life. And I don't have any doubt that there are some of you where God is communicating to you that you're lost. You don't have the living presence of Christ. You don't have the power of the work of Christ in you. I would say to you to drop the finite psychic powers, non-human enhancements, all the things that the dark side has enabled you with need to be dropped. Like the fireman that's screaming down the hall to the individual that's going in the wrong direction, that will eventually be consumed and lose it all. The fireman says, stop, turn around, come back this way. Here's the way out. That's all I'm saying. Jesus Christ on the cross. Now, tomorrow night, on Tuesday night, I'll give a lot of the physics, the theology of God the Holy Spirit, when it comes to the precursors of the visitation of God in physical form, of what it means, the conception, the birth, the life, the work, the coming of the Spirit of God upon Christ to bring the message. The operative power without limit on Christ. His ability to look at disciples and breathe on them and release the Spirit of God on us. I am talking about Ruach, God the Holy Spirit, in creation. God created, and it's God the Holy Spirit, Ruach, that had moved upon the face of the waters with infinite presence, power, and wisdom shaping it all and bringing about the definitive creation. The sun, the moon, the stars, the axis of the earth's tilt, the air that we breathe, the water that we drink, the creation of Adam, humankind, out of the dust, out of the elements. The construct of brain, the physical body, spirit, soul, and body. And then all of a sudden, God, Ruach, breathes into us his very infinite presence. If you're lost, if your sin is still on your head, Satan still has rights, the Spirit of God is not in you. The Spirit of God summons you at this moment. Come to the living Christ. I can tell you to please go to the Gospel of John, chapter 7, the great invitation of Jesus Christ. I tell you the truth, whoever believes in me, out of their inmost being, Jesus says it. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of the depths of you will come the presence, power, and work of God the Holy Spirit. Literally, in salvation, God breathes Ruach, the Spirit's presence in Christ, bringing the living Christ, all of his power, all of his work, the gift of eternal life, countering death, countering hell, countering Satan. Do you have the Spirit of God? Do you have Jesus Christ? Do you have Jesus Christ? That's the question. That's the question. Well, I have so much to say tonight. Let me mention one more thing. The Spirit of God, in his infinite ability, he knows how to identify, classify, expose, and contrast, give contrast to the millions of dark fallen spirits that he himself said would come. He said they would come, bring confusion, bring seduction, bring deception, operate through people like Sylvia Brown. Would bring a false Christ, a false prophetic message, a false word, only leading you further down the hall to the dark, thick smoke and the flames where you lose your soul. The Spirit of God says, spin around, turn around, come this way. Metanoia. Can't you simply do that? Can't you simply bow a knee to the infinite God that loves you, that of a Savior that gave his life at the cross? If you're a scientist, do you know the physics of Christ, the cross? We're at the end of the hour. This is Russ Dizdar. I want to thank you for being here. God bless you. Remember us in prayer. And dear friends, those who can, remember us in support. ShatterTheDarkness.net.